works, we have an official best zero sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good, you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust
to play somebody in the playoffs, and that is Delmarva. Delmarva, one back of Down East, one ahead of Salem. And then Lynchburg, Fredericksburg, and Carolina, all 5-7, are three games out of first. As for the South Division second half race, boy, is it jumbled. Columbia, one game on top of a 14. Keegan is no longer eligible now in Bowling Green, but batting 315. He was in second. Tim Elko of Kannapolis is there. He's also been promoted. And then a guy who the River Dogs will see on their next road trip, Samuel Basayo of Delmarva, is hitting 294. Home run still led by Tim Elko. He's a White Sox prospect who has been promoted to High A Winston-Salem. Felix Stevens in second out of Myrtle Beach. He has also been promoted to High A South Bend. And that leaves the current active leader in home runs, Down East, Yossi Galan, who the River Dogs will also see on their next road trip. It's a two-city trip to Kinston, North Carolina, and then on to Delmar. Innings last night, he has 79 innings pitched, which is almost a full ball game, more than the next closest guy, Alonzo Richardson of Lynchburg, who is.
We're looking for sometimes a rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
There's a reason River Dog fans prefer the original Louisiana brand hot sauce. That's because the original Louisiana brand hot sauce adds a kick of flavor to so many things. It puts the pop in popcorn, adds zing. 300 with two home runs and 16 RBI. Big rangy right-handed hitter swings at the first pitch and bounces it to short. Pagero picks it on a tough hop, throws off, targets a first, and it's bobbled by Cooper Kinney, and that'll be an error. Well, first, it hit the lip of the infield grass, and instead of a big bound, oh, it is back in plenty of time. Christensen on top, 0-2. Second round pick. And they all joined the team at around the same time. It was and a tough break for the
Texas. Contact our catering specialist to help you plan the perfect menu for your next event, or check us out at applespice.com.
MUSC Children's Health offers South Carolina's only Level 1 Children's Surgery Center. Representing excellence in inpatient surgery at MUSC Sean Jenkins Children's Hospital.
Ready at the belt, Christensen pumps a breaking ball, taps softly over the mound, permanently. The 1-2 to Squires, pop foul behind home plate, and the battle continues. Obviously a good decision. It earned him the draft pick by the Rays, who are known around baseball for developing pitcher talent. One difference, Jake said, is a lot more free time. Man on first, one out, no score. Top of the third, breaking ball, hooked foul into the River Dogs dugout, rattling around down there. But everybody all right. That was Rays field coordinator Alejandro Friere who got a hand on it. And another 1-2 pitch. Squires takes, called strike three on the inside edge. Two more strikeouts this inning for Christensen. He has two in every inning so far. And six on the night. Now Austin Charles, who reached on an error by the shortstop Pagero in the first, will dig in, clearing dirt in the right-hand batter's box. He adjusts his helmet. Two hits in every game so far for Charles. In the shoulder. And I think the dugout Marles was his 54th. He's thrown 40 of them for strikes, so still pounding the zone. But a little bit less frequently in that at bat. And thus Romero out to chat, trying to prevent any runs from scoring here. Romero, one hand on the shoulder of Anderson Delgado, the other on the shoulder of the pitcher, Jake Christensen. Long conversation broken up by the home plate umpire now. And Omar Hernandez has a chance to do some damage. Moving toward the All-Star break, everybody looks forward to that. Not only great baseball, the Futures game, the All-Star game, the Home Run Derby, the draft, but a few days off consecutively. A lot of players will get out of town as Christensen comes home, and a slider cut on and missed by the catcher Hernandez, strike one. Now, there'll be a few guys who stick around, and they'll try and organize workouts for them. The River Dogs will likely get back in town Thursday. The River Dogs half of the third, no score so far. The River Dogs with one hit, Columbia with two. Montway to the big right-handed hitter, takes a slider called a strike from Kudina. And it's 0-1. Montway to hitting 169. And there are two outs for Brete. Left-handed hitter swings. It's underway with no score. D.H. Hayden Dunhurst will lead off. He flied to right his first time up. 3-1 pitch. Layton swings and shoots it foul right over the net behind home. Gets McNair. It hit off the glove of Peguero, who did a good job pretending that he had the ball on the back of McNair. And the ball was actually in center field, and that play by Peguero might have prevented the runner from advancing to third.
Country's leading orthodontist, Charleston Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see River Dogs fans smile with confidence. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit CharlestonOrthodonticSpecialist.com today and book your free consult. That's CharlestonOrthodonticSpecialist.com for Charleston Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
There's a reason River Dog fans prefer. Isaac struck out in his first at bat. This is a.
The Veteran Sea Kayak Resilience Training Program is a 12-week program built for veterans by veterans to connect veterans with nature, to be of service to the community and veterans, and kind of bridge the gap of the disconnect that is from military active service to civilian life.
There's no cost involved to the veteran itself. It is entirely funded by.
Two walks for Cuevas. He has allowed 65 hits.
Favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Whether you need lunch for a few in the office or several thousand at your next corporate event, Apple Spice is ready with the perfect menu. From box lunches to hot and cold catering, their team will take care of every detail to make your meal a success. The Apple Spice box lunch menu features a large selection of sandwiches, salads, deli sides, and bakery treats. Made with freshly baked bread, crisp vegetables, fine meats and cheeses, and topped with delicious dressings, there's something for everyone. Visit applespice.com to plan the perfect menu for your next event.
Times twice in the first inning today. Now in this at bat in the fifth, O'Neill Monzueta struck out his first time up. He will bat with two on here in the fifth inning and one out. The others score in the Carolina League 0-0, Fredericksburg and Delmarva. Kudina deals to Monzueta and a slider breaks high, not quite falling into the zone, and it's ball one. The Dominican Summer League for the Rays. The A's beat DSL Tampa Bay 10-4. They're now 9-15 on the year, DSL Tampa Bay is. DSL Rays doubled up the Marlins 8-4, now 15-9. 1-0 called a strike to Montana.
Affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see River Dogs fans smile with confidence. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit CharlestonOrthodonticSpecialist.com today and book your free consult. That's CharlestonOrthodonticSpecialist.com for Charleston Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
This is pitcher Johnny Cuevas, and you're listening to River Dogs Baseball.
Johnny Cuevas will get Austin Charles to lead off the sixth inning, then Omar Hernandez and Hayden Dunhurst. First pitch to Charles. He chased a slider, and it's strike one. Throw over to first. First time Cuevas disengages, and back in plenty of time was Hernandez. And it's a relatively short lead over there, but a guy who can really run. And the 0-1, a big swing and a miss out in front of a changeup was Dunhurst. That's the bread and butter pitch when it's on for Cuevas. A mid-90s fastball and a disappearing changeup at 85 miles per hour most of the time. It has him ahead 0-2 with one out and a man on first in the sixth. No score in this game. Runner goes, then stops. The breaking ball is in the dirt. Delgado threw it to second. And luckily, Odalis Peguero late.
Because my mom did.
Because my brother does. I serve as a medical technician.
I serve as a crew chief.
As a pilot, because it's always been my dream to fly.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I serve my state.
I serve my nation.
I serve my way.
Learn more about the Air National Guard at goang.com.
This is infielder Jalen Battles, and you're listening to River Dogs Baseball.
1-1 changeup missed time. Kenny laid off. Two balls and a strike. For BG in that contest, a home run for Blake Robertson, his fourth of the year. Runner going, and a breaking ball hit in the air down the right field line, hooking foul wide of the pole, and it's 0-1. That might have been a hit and run. It didn't look like McNair had a great jump, but rather was perhaps trying to take off and let Pena swing away at the first pitch, hoping to create something here on a night when that has been difficult to do for both sides. Pena, a home run threat. Stands tall in the box. McNair leads at first. Cuevas throws over, had him leaning, but back just in time is McNair. Boy, good move again by Cuevas. He has very quick feet, and that's the key for a right-handed pitcher's pickoff. A lefty, you can be a little bit more crafty. Hang the leg, look different ways, but a righty, it's all about the feet. Cuevas has that part down. The 0-1. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Throw to second by Delgado. Big bender, and it drops low. Now full 3-2. Chaz Martinez has been very good out of the bullpen.
Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Met halfway toward home plate by the home plate umpire, John Forster. And they are discussing what exactly happened there. Johnny wanted clarification and wanted the clock to be reset, and everybody is now on the same page. So Squires 0 for 3 today, and now the inning begins. Way outside, Cuevas had a change, now thrown 31 of 44 pitches for a strike today. He's ahead 0-2, and he comes back with another slider chased off the outside corner. Swing and a miss, and there are two gone in the
inning. The menu features a large selection of sandwiches, salads, deli sides, and bakery treats. Made with freshly baked bread, crisp vegetables, fine meats and cheeses, and topped with delicious dressings, there's something for everyone. Visit applespice.com to plan the perfect menu for your next event.
Be a part of something bigger with a career at Nucor. America's largest steel and steel products producer, an industry leader in recycling and sustainable steelmaking. Nucor is a Fortune 100 company.
Strike, and he's behind 0-1. The River Dogs haven't put down many bunts this year, and I'm guessing Manzueta in his career has not been asked to do this much. The corners are in for Columbia. The 0-1 comes home. Manzueta looks at a fastball down and in, and it's even. He was not showing bunt that time. Martinez 5-4, 3.52 ERA and 23 bullpen appearances. He has 58 strikeouts in 38 and a third innings. The 1-1 for a Charleston River Dogs hitter, and it ends the inning. No runs on a leadoff double for Anderson Delgado. The River Dogs leave the go-ahead run at third, and we're on to the ninth inning tonight with no score.
From the ceremonial first pitch to the seventh inning stretch, baseball is rooted in tradition, just like the lineup of Ford SUVs, a tradition of excellence that shaped the power, performance, and technology that helped make the Ford Expedition and Ford Explorer SUVs fan favorites year after year. Visit your Carolina Ford dealer today for great offers.
Making it 1-0 on the right-handed hitter. Lime green tape on the handle of the bat right above the nod for Layton. One out in the top of the ninth. No score in this one. Each team has had chances. Cuevas, that short windup, comes home to Fikes. Coming to the plate, Chandler Simpson on the bench. Chandler Chaz Martinez back out for a second inning of work out of the Columbia bullpen. We are scoreless in the bottom of the ninth. The River Dogs have Cooper Kinney, Xavier Isaac, and Ryan Spikes coming to the plate. That's 2, 3, and 4 in the lineup with a chance to win in walk-off fashion for Eagles in the last couple of at-bats. They play him to pull on the infield. As the 1-0 is five.
That we love baseball. The sport inspires jubilee.
10th. He is 2-4 with a 3.86 ERA in 19 games out of the pen. He has 38 strikeouts in 32 and a two-thirds innings with 15 walks. Wyatt back out of the stretch with a man on. Delivers to Brett Squires, who grounds the ball right side off the glove of a diving Batagan into right field. Around second and going to third is Rodriguez. Now he's going to try to score, and he falls down. He'll scramble back to third. Squires off of first. We'll get back there. Now the defense for the River Dogs letting them down in a big way here in the extra frame. Not a bad play by Batagan, but then it took a long time for somebody to pick up the baseball. And almost able to score was Rodriguez. He's at third. Men around the corners now. It's 3-0 Columbia. And a man on for Omar Hernandez. Standing in the baseline, or if he is, you've got to get him the ball. Charles ran right into him. This is off the inside corner, 1-1, and that is now the second or third miscue for the River Dogs defense in the 10th inning alone. And they're down 3-0 as a result. Charles a huge lead at third. That's a great play by Charles, just running into the man in the baseline. The 1-1, foul back. Spikes out. Let's go, Dogs chant. Again, breaks out of the Joe, helped out by the video board. The big hit has been eluding the River Dogs all evening in a big spot so far. Will that change down to their final strike? They are 0-for-8 with men in scoring position. The 1-2 on the way from Valerio. Ground ball foul, almost barehanded by the manager of the River Dogs, Sean Smedley. He bobbled it, sent it into the Columbia dugout. And a pitcher will flip that up deep into the second level seats with a count 1-2. Columbia guarantees a series split with a win tonight. And they're one strike away. Coming home, the righty. In the dirt, Batagan laid off. He fouled off a tough breaking ball. This time he takes one. Now two's across the top of the board. Two balls, two.
Children's Hospital and outpatient surgery at Summey Medical Pavilion. Our pediatric board-certified experts work with children all day, every day, to provide the safest and most successful surgical outcomes from routine to rare procedures. MUSC Children's Health. Children are our specialty.
This is first baseman Xavier Isaac, and you're listening to River Dogs Baseball.
Three hits and three wild pitches in the 10th. He worked one inning. The records at this point, Columbia now 8-5 in the second half. They are 43-35 overall. The River Dogs dipped to 6-7 in the half. They are two games out of first and back to 13 games under 500 with 33 wins and 46 losses. We'll take a break, come back, and recap this one. It won't take long, only scoring in one half inning out of the 20 we played tonight. More of the postgame show is next.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trip.
When the River Dogs fell in a walk-off loss, 6-5 was the final score. But the River Dogs today scoreless into the ninth inning, or into the 10th, I should say. And Columbia had Eric Pena at second base. Matt Wyatt on the mound, and he would come out and Gene Ramirez pinch hit for Wilman Candelario. He put down a bunt, which we all expected he would. It was a good one. However, it was barehanded by Matt Wyatt, who threw errantly to first. That allowed Paney to score, and the River Dogs trailed one pitch into the 10th inning. Ramirez stated,
"Free leader in recycling and sustainable steelmaking. Nucor is a Fortune 100 company, ranked number one."
To take the lead, Blue Jays hammer the Tigers 12-2. Whit Merrifield had a three-run home run late in the game. The Cubs shut out the Yankees 3-0. Rangers 7-2 over the Nationals. The Guardians blank the Royals 3-0. And the Red Sox take down the A's at home 7-3. Those are the scores from around baseball today. Again, the River Dogs suffer a loss here tonight, meaning they'll need to win tomorrow and Sunday in order to salvage a series split against the Fireflies. Tomorrow it's 6:05 p.m., and it's Bubbles Night here at the Joe, presented by Resonac Graphite America.